Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A teenager from Lido Beach is to be arraigned today on a charge of second-degree murder for the killing this week of 16-year-old Cassine Morris. He was stabbed to death at a strip mall near Oceanside High School. His older sister, Kiana, says she cried tears of joy when she was informed of the arrest.
A lot of people are fighting for him, and we're not going to stop.
And she says she plans to be in court today to see the young man accused of killing her brother. The suspect is identified as 18-year-old Tyler Flatch. He surrendered to police, accompanied by his lawyer. Police say dozens of teens recorded the stabbing on their phones and did not come to Morris's aid. An 88-year-old woman had a lot of money saved up for a special purpose, but it's all gone now, and she's recovering from some wounds caused by the man who stole it. The strong-arm robbery took place last weekend at her home in the East Village.
88-year-old Maximina Osorio still has a bruise on her face after the robbery and assault. She had just come home from the supermarket last Saturday.
So when I put the door, somebody come and he put the arm like this.
Covered your face?
Yes, so I can't see him. That's what I'm telling the police. I can't see him.
He threw her into another room and demanded her money. He found $5,000, money she'd been saving for years for a headstone for her late husband. Sonia is a neighbor here, asked about what happened.
Terrible. Very bad.
She said, someone will find this guy. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on the Lower East Side.
Police have come up with some surveillance camera video of the suspect, and you can see it at 1010winds.com. A New Jersey Transit train collided with a car this morning at the New Ridge Road station in River Edge.
Police here in River Edge say apparently a man and his teenage son decided to go around a down gate here at the Main Street crossing around 7:20 this morning. And even though the NJT train was only traveling 3 or 4 miles per hour, it hit the back of the car, bending it and tossing it about 20 feet down the tracks. The two inside seriously hurt, but they will survive. 400 passengers on that train then sat and sat. Caitlin June of New City says they never even knew initially that they hit a car. Did you even feel this at all? Or?
No, they gave us no updates. I thought it was a mechanical issue for most of the morning until an hour in when they said that they hit a vehicle.
No one on board the NJT train hurt. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds. You're at the scene in River Edge.
Swimming in the East River is now a dicey proposition because of pollution, but there's a proposal on the books to create a self-filtering swimming pool within the river. The city's Economic Development Corporation is asking interested parties to submit plans for such a pool. It would jut out into the river from a spot in Lower Manhattan. Designers call it Plus Pool. They say it would be like a giant strainer dropped into the river. Bacteria and contaminants would be filtered through layers of material that make up the walls of the pool. At least that's the concept. It has not yet been proven. Amid pressure from congressional Democrats for action on gun control legislation, President Trump tells Fox News no deal is imminent.
We're not moving on anything. We're going very slowly in one way because we want to make sure it's right. We're doing a very careful job. We're working with the Democrats. We're working with Republicans. Our attorney general has done a fantastic job in so many ways, is also in on it, and he's looking at it.
The president says he doesn't want bad people to have weapons, but he won't allow any plan to move forward that takes guns away from law-abiding people. Starbucks will bring something new to New York. A location that will only accept mobile orders. It'll be called Starbucks Pickup. You'll order on the Starbucks app. The first store will be located near Penn Station. The company hasn't said when it might open. Starbucks is already doing something like this in China, where it's called Starbucks Now.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.